This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia, and welcome to the big Friday edition of Kennedy Molloy.
Well, I might jump in there and say it's a Thursday edition even.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Friday in my mind.
Friday on your mind, mate.
Well, Thursday I'll have to do.
Okay.
All I meant to say was I'm not coming to work tomorrow.
Well, clearly, neither am I.
That's how I register it. Here I am at Ground Zero in the City of Churches for the big one tonight between Adelaide and the Tigers. More about that later, Jane. What's on your mind?
Excellent. We've got cricket updates as we speak. We've just heard from Dave Warner has just put out an Instagram message. We'll be reading that out and much more on the cricket.
That'll be coming up in our ball tampering update. We will also have Clown of the Week, which may also include the aforementioned David Warner.
I think they might kick it off, the entire Australian cricket team. I've got tech support. You know how I'm a tech head. I've got a few updates in the world of technology for you, Mickey, here to help out in any way that I can.
It is going to be a big day for you because you'll also be helping out in the legal department Judge Janey.
Judge Janey's back in town.
And she's on one. I'm expecting a few very bad verdicts coming down the pipe later
on
today.
They will be. We got Denise Scott popping in, who is one of the funniest people in Australia. And
Fantastic.
We're looking forward to having a chat with Denise.
We're going to have a look at the week in review, and you're going to talk us through something about male sex robots at some stage.
Well, yes, fair's fair. I talked about female robots yesterday, and now we're evening up things. So
you're saying I could be obsolete?
Yes, I'm.
All right.
And quite happily, I think women are going to be. These are going to be flying off the shelves. These things. Let's just trust me on that.
All righty. We are going to take your calls, take your tweets, so much more. We're overexcited and overstimulated today with all the events that's going on in the world and locally.
But you're very happy because you're in Adelaide today.
I'm in Adelaide, and I'd like to thank everyone here at Adelaide Triple M for making me feel so at home. Do you know what? They've got me drinks. They've got an Easter egg. They gave me an Easter egg. I got drinks.
Yep.
They've got making me an espresso coffee, and they've done a shopping run. Do you know what? It's great to finally feel part of a family.
Oh, my God. You are pathetic, in the words of Georgie Gardner.
It makes me wonder what a favela you're running there at home.
Listen,
you know,
it's a like packet a of twisties doesn't make it home, mate. Tell you what.
Well,
we've all got a vending machine.
I'm thinking of asking them for some Vegemite on toast and seeing how they butter it. That's how confident I am.
That's not going to go down well.
It's going to be great. What about yourself, Jane? Well, what have you been up to?
Today I actually had a few appointments. One of them was to the doctor because I had my regular, female appointment to keep every 2 years. So, the appointment for my, how do I refer to it? I think
wahoo, clickety click.
Like that.
Okay.
That's what I call it downstairs department.
Are we moving on or?
No, we're not moving on because I've got a story about it.
I have my fingers in my ears for everyone at home.
I'm not talking about
what
the procedure is. I don't have a regular GP because touch wood, I don't get sick a lot, right? So when I was booking the appointment, you do it online these days now.
Okay.
Went online.
Careful with that.
And I was going to get.
Through Facebook.
I knew exactly what I was searching for, don't worry. When I went to make the appointment, I wanted a female doctor, which is understandable.
Sure.
I'm sure you can imagine. Mm. And anyway, I was researching them and I came across this bird who was available at my clinic. And I thought, look, I might just look into a bit of her past, find out where she studied, what she's on about.
Of course.
Jeez. Well, look, you do that when you're buying a car and you want, a checkup under the bonnet. That's how I put it.
You're doing a bit of kicking the tyres on the local GP before she puts you up on blocks. Is that what you're saying?
Anyway, I look and it says, she studied at the University of New South Wales.
Good Lord.
Where she studied veterinary science. I go, what the? Anyway, she couldn't continue with that because she discovered that she was severely allergic to cats.
Wow.
So she changed to medicine to become a doctor. And let's just say she might have been partially cured because She's not allergic to all pussies.
Oh,
don't
get it.
No.
Boom. Beat me to it.
Boom.
You are unbelievable.
And, anyway, all
dare
is
I
well.
Ask, everything good to go?
Well,
oh, you're good, green lights
I
all around.
I had downstairs and upstairs a bit of a honk honk, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Aruga.
I'm just
it's
so
all going on.
Happy for you.
Yes,
hey,
I'm all good.
You mentioned there's some news coming down the wire about Dave Warner. Shall we get straight into this when we come back? Shall
yes.
we
do
yes, our, I'll read out his Instagram to all his cricket fans.
All right.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, the fallout's continuing from the cricket
saga. <Is it?
laughs> Yes,
wow.
It is.
I believe it.
Just come
a
up
week.
On Twitter.
Jeez.
This is posted 31 minutes ago by David Warner.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. To cricket fans in Australia and all over the world, I'm currently on my way back to Sydney. Mistakes have been made which have damaged cricket. I apologise for my part and take responsibility for it. I understand the distress this has caused the sport and its fans. It's a stain on the game we all love and I have loved since I was a boy. I need to take a deep breath and spend time with my family, friends and trusted advisors. You will hear from me in a few days. Okay.
All right.
That's
well,
just gone out then.
That sounds like the right thing to say.
And
whether he believes it or not, I think is another issue. All roads seem to lead to David Warner, I think, if you wanted to look.
Well,
to
we'll find out a bit more because at 6:30 tonight, I believe, at Sydney Airport even, I think
okay.
Steve Smith's going to be doing a press conference. So there'll be a bit more.
All right. And Darren Lehman has finally spoken. That's fantastic. I think his silence was deafening. We needed to hear from the coach of the Australian team who seemed to have been playing dead. It was good to hear him make this comment earlier today.
I see nothing. I know nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
I don't think he's made his position very clear.
No.
And that is an acceptable
okay,
position in this
case.
He has made a statement and he sounds, well, they all sound a bit knocked around.
Well, they sound contrite but emotional.
Emotional. Have a listen to Darren Lehman lay down his case.
There's a human side of this. They've made a mistake, as everyone, including myself, has made mistakes in the past. These are young men, and I hope people will give them a second chance. Their health and well-being is extremely important to us.
That's one thing that I've been big on is the mental health issue. Mm-hmm. And I must say, I got slammed for that on Twitter by, I would say, 70% of people who are saying bad luck. I think in the light of day, and Shane Warner's also come out about this today and said, I think we might have to think this through a little harder because... Well, sorry, did you see the scenes of Steve Smith being escorted
on the other
through
side,
the airport?
I'm on the other side of this. I say no. I say no second chances. No, you're dead to me.
It's not about second chances.
Someone who's never made a mistake in their life, I'm saying I don't believe people should be given a second chance.
We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is the welfare of these boys. And if you saw those scenes at the airport were pretty disgraceful. I mean, these guys have not murdered anyone. Let's remember that. They haven't sent anyone to Manus Island either. Is my point. They're walking through the airport with, you know, police guards.
Now is not the time for a voice of reason. Now is the time
for
pitchforks.
Oh, all right.
And, you know,
you can
lynching mobs. Come on.
Okay.
Let's ride this wave of emotion
well,
to
James...
the very end. If there's victims, there's victims. James Sutherland's made a couple of comments. The first one, of course, relating to how they did the ball tampering.
Okay.
The release that's gone out today confirms that it was sandpaper. It's not, I'm not sure that it's normal procedure, but I do understand that sandpaper is often in the dressing room or in players' kit bags in relation to looking after and taking care of their bats.
So a lot of these guys have already lost sponsorship deals.
Mm.
We know that and are going to be taken down. This is an opportunity for them to maybe get one with, say, Bunnings or Mitre 10.
Yep.
Hi, I'm Steve Smith, and when I tamper with a ball, I use this sandpaper.
Oh, this sander.
Or, to make it easier, here's a sandblaster. Have a look at how I go on this. Hey, need some electrical tape to stick to your fingers? Need some gauze? Here you go. No, this could be
hell?
An opportunity.
What the hell?
James Sutherland, can I tell you, he's like the Fonz who couldn't say he was wrong. Remember the Fonz?
I know, when he couldn't say sorry.
He couldn't say sorry. He could not say sorry.
Mickey, I just want to ask you this. When James Sutherland said, I'm not sure, when he sort of goes, what they possibly fielder use it for. Sometimes it's in their kit bag. Well, he's the head of the Australian Cricket Council. Yeah. Why does he not know what the sandpaper's doing in boys' bags for? He should be very clear on that, I would have thought.
Well, it's in the same way Beatty doesn't understand who the Cronulla Sharks are. I don't know. Maybe these titular heads. I like James Sutherland, and I have to say this, and I think over a long time he's done a very good job.
He has indeed.
And I think that the top end of Cricket Australia do a good job, and I think they'll sort this out.
And they've jumped on it, haven't they?
Rattled. They have jumped on things, and you can't complain. If anything, everyone's saying it's too serious now, but they needed to get to that point. Anyway, look,
There's big ramifications now for sponsorship, of course, because Steve Smith was sponsored by Weet-Bix. I believe they've taken his picture off
Who cares how many he eats now?
Yeah, who cares?
Do you know, I've noticed this. Have you noticed, and this is true, Weet-Bix have a smooth and a rough side?
Yes, they do. That's funny. So he should still be doing it.
I'm not suggesting he's been tampering with the Weet-Bix.
Can he use Weet-Bix on a bat?
Well, maybe he's got...
That's funny.
Maybe Weet-Bix could take advantage of this. Give him something. And what about LG? Have they said
I think it was coming to a natural end. Let's just say his contract with Dave Warner. But let's just hear. He actually did do an advertisement when the OLED TVs came out.
This will be the last we hear of these great commercials?
Here's a taste.
The quality is always fantastic when you're watching through the OLED TV, and the thing that stood out for me was the blacks in the OLED really shows and distinguishes those colours very, very well. Oh, I love the OLED, and it's one of the things I look forward to when I come home is actually being able to sit on my couch in front of my OLED TV.
Oh, you have plenty of time to do that now.
How about 12 months? Get ready to watch Handmaid's Tale, mate. It's a new series.
You're sitting at home with your OLED. Wow. Hey, look at the damage you've done. I didn't realise how deeply this cuts, but when I realise there'll be no more of those commercials, it does affect us all.
Stand by, more of that, I think.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Malloy. That's just my best guess.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
Wow, it'll be fiercely contested, but let's go with the obvious, shall we? Straight off the top. The Australian cricket team. Bang, there you get it. I don't know why. I don't know how. Still, I know there's a lot of moving parts this story, but somehow I know Lara Bingle is to blame. I just feel that was the start of a different era in Australian cricket. And if you look
you think
at it,
so?
If someone does an archaeological dig, if this went to a Mueller-style investigation,
yep.
Right, if there was a coroner's report on how we got here, I'm telling you now, they'd all go, this all happened with Lara Bingle.
It's got Bingle written all over it. Yeah. There's nothing more we can actually say about that. The Australian cricket team, you have been clowned.
Clowned. Bang.
In relation to this, James Sutherland, I'd like to clown.
Give
for
it to him.
Refusing to say the word cheat in his press conference yesterday.
That was pretty funny.
Have a listen how he squirms out of it.
Did they cheat in your eyes?
This is not in the laws of the game. It is not in the spirit of the game. And again, I am angry and disappointed.
Is it
not a good day for Australian cricket.
James, I noticed you wouldn't use the cheating word, but if it wasn't cheating, what was it?
Clearly, we are not at all comfortable with what has taken place.
Cheating.
Can you not just give us a yes or no answer? Is this cheating?
This is not in the laws of the game. It's not in the spirit of the game.
You can do it, Dave.
Sorry, James has asked this question. Jeff. Jeff.
They broke the rules.
Jeff.
Is it cheating?
He's answered the question. He's answered it three times now.
And that was James's minders there who shut down the press conference. He has since said it. He has said the C word.
See? Doesn't it feel better out than in, James?
Took a while.
Thanks for joining us on The Dark Side. Can I mention Pauline Hanson?
I'm always interested in why she's been clowned. What's her latest?
This is a particular one. Even by her standards, she's gone berserk.
What?
The launch of her book, she actually compared herself to Nelson Mandela.
Oh.
Here she is.
Okay.
If you just, of all the things that happen in the world, I never thought I'd hear this.
Okay.
She's obviously, here she's making a statement referring and comparing their time behind bars.
Like Nelson Mandela did,
after 28 years in prison. He forgave and he forgot. And I think that's what we need to do. Work together, because the people of Australia are calling out for true leadership.
And you can't see it there, but she was in a full burqa as she said that.
But Mick, what's funny about that too is all the journalists laughing when she was at her press conference releasing her book. They all burst out laughing. Right. That would be Nelson Mandela was at 27 years in prison, yeah. Pauline Hanson 78 days. Look, it was ridiculous she went to prison anyway, yeah. I must say. I was,
but they're like peas in a pod.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, I would like to clown Cate Blanchett and Sandra Bullock for having a penis facial.
Oh. You need to explain
I do need to explain
because
it.
People will think it's
They're thinking the wrong thing. Mm. It is a special treatment on your skin using the foreskins of Korean babies that have been discarded after they've been circumcised. And they've put into a machine that puts little needles into your face and apparently gives you a youthful complexion. But according to Cate Blanchett, smells like sperm.
There's so many things wrong with
what
you just said to me there.
Also, doesn't she advertise cream anyway?
What are you going to do, just throw away your Korean foreskin?
Yes. They're not to be kept.
So just sit there sipping. Are you going to use that?
It's very
wrong.
I
have that. There's a couple of idiots in Hollywood who want to splash that all over their face.
Exactly.
If you've got nothing better
to do, I tried
to
look
I'll
up the price
that.
Too on the website and it says price on
Don't
inquiry.
Go looking that up. That'll
Why
be
not?
On Facebook. I'll have you covered
That's
now.
True.
You're going to be bombarded with penis remedies.
You'll get warnings from this company about that if you're using the work computer.
Hey, pipe down, Dave.
What?
Pipe down. I'm clowning you. I'm clowning. Well, you're part of it. I'm clowning Siri and I'm clowning you. You for your stupid Wikipedia page, which makes no sense. And
Mate,
Siri.
Are who are you talking to now?
Talking to me.
Yeah.
And yours.
Well, what about mine?
And
mine's,
yours.
Mine's rock solid. And Siri, this one's for Siri for getting yours wrong, I think, wasn't it, Dave?
Yeah, check this out.
I think you better do the Siri.
Siri, please read out Dangerous Dave's Wikipedia page.
Okay, here is what I found. Dangerous Dave is an extremely talented, much loved, and respected radio announcer on Triple M, Hobart.
Oh, no! No, not... Sorry, Siri.
No. Mick, you've got to be more specific than that.
We got the dud.
Wow.
Oh,
we seriously
that's
got
funny.
The dud.
Sorry.
Yeah. Wikipedia. How
that
can
makes
it be wrong?
Laugh.
Right. Anything else, Joe?
Yes. My workplace.
Oh, jeez.
For banning dogs.
Well, that's fair now, call. Look, you can't be banning dogs in the workplace.
Look, it hasn't been a normal practice for every day for people to bring them in, but to actually, we got a memo that has now said you can't do it at all. Sometimes people bring in little sausage dogs, maybe on a weekend, bring in their cute little dogs and just sort of sitting there.
Well, bring yours in.
With them.
Bring yours in, which is two blokes in a dog suit, is what it is.
It's big.
It makes a St. Bernard look like a little pug.
I know, but now we can't. Now I can't even bring India.
There's only one
in.
Place, as far as I'm concerned, that's no business a dog has been there.
Where?
It's the Tour de France. You know those idiots who take their dogs to Tour de France? You've got to stop.
That is ridiculous.
All of a sudden you'll just see a fat as a house Labrador wander out and start chasing a tyre.
Correct.
Next thing you know, the peloton's down. There's 200 cyclists. Has
that's
a stupid
funny.
Dog walks around going, hey, what's the rumpus?
Yes.
I'm just here to
what's
chase
up,
the
fellas?
World. I get that one. What about that no good bum?
Who?
Amateur broadcaster. Doofus.
Who are you talking about?
Hamish Blake.
Oh, don't think so. Steady
tried
on.
Tried to fill the mighty shoes of me and ended up doing a piss poor impersonation.
I don't think
one
so.
One that I actually have my lawyers looking over and may form the basis of legal action.
Let's have a listen.
Yes, good afternoon, Australia. Bang! A cavalcade of entertainment coming towards you. Many other things that I can't remember, so good on them.
He's just stalling. He just reduces it to one word every 3 seconds and bangs the desk. We will discuss it.
Oh, I loved that.
You're still laughing along, eh?
Oh, I am.
It's funny.
I enjoyed it.
Enjoying that, Dave?
I loved it.
Yeah, it was
fun. He was
fun.
So good.
Yeah, that's going to be our highest ratings day ever.
I think so. There was a spike.
It spiked.
Hey, guys, I'm not enjoying this.
Oh, you
all right, I am going to, I'm going to go through Karl Stefanovic, who would probably like to put thank you. Who would like to clown his brother, I'm sure. For putting him under the bus. Let's have a listen to Carl on our show.
All I can say is thank God for the Australian cricketers. Unselfish.
Yes, oh, yes. Unselfish.
They're doing the right thing, keeping you off the front pages.
I mean, I put Stephen in the same category as my brother, really.
Oh,
this is sort of.
How's Pete doing?
Have you had a chat to
Who
him?
Who cares?
He's just, I just got to say, man.
You two's talking?
I have two little brothers, and they would get a stern talking to in those circumstances.
Well, don't it's not worry. Even. It's something to laugh at, and certainly he'll be he's still in a lot of trouble, and he's unlikely to get invited to any Stefanovic soirees in the future.
There you go.
Fair call.
Planning
yes.
for Pete Stefanovic.
Pete Stefanovic for throwing his brother under the bus.
Yes.
He was going to throw him under the Uber, but he thought the Uber driver might.
Don't mention the U word.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
The girl, I want to announce the girl who auctioned off her virginity.
Okay.
This is, how much did she get? Was it 1.?
About 1.9 million.
Can I just say, in the end, I didn't put in a bid, but I did go to the open for inspection.
Oh my god!
Have we got her.
We've actually got her. Do you want to hear
this,
what this?
Is this the
what
ad?
This is what a 26-year-old virgin sounds like selling herself.
Hello, I am Jasmine, and I'm 26 years old. I would like to sell my virginity because I would love to travel the world. I would like to visit America and maybe do a road trip around America. I really like that a lot. Also, maybe visit countries like Asia, Dubai, and also in the future, I would really like to set up my own business. Obviously, I would be doing it for financial reasons. So that's why I would like to sell my virginity.
Oh, how nice. Yes. Well, clearly, she's selling her virginity, not her brains. Because Asia is a continent, love.
Yeah. All right. Hey, at 1.93, she's on top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Come on.
She got the money. Oh, I want to wait till it's in the bank.
Money for haircut, toots.
Yeah,
have you got one you'd like to get off your chest, Joan?
Yes, the city of Paris for opening a sex doll brothel.
Oh.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well.
Can I say this?
I don't know.
You're going to a sex doll brothel, and here's my bit of advice, get there early.
It's the hygiene.
I'd be there for
a little. Yeah. Yeah, opening night. Yeah,
probably
maybe
don't
want
to be swatting in for last drinks unless you got a puncture kit or you need some retreads.
Do you know what's disappointing about when I looked into that and I looked to these brothels? They've only got like 3 dolls.
It's just a little
yuck.
That's enough to get some.
But I've got standby. I've got news later on in my technology report.
Guys,
on
save yourself some money and just go home and draw a face on your Lilo. Get amongst it. 133353, give us a call.
That's
Tori.
Funny. Yeah, hi, Tori.
Hi, guys.
Who would you like to clown today?
Mick Malloy.
What? For what?
Why, Tori?
Not even 30 minutes ago, he was acting like a 12-year-old when Jane was talking about her women's doctor's appointment.
Oh, yeah. Well,
We're not going there again, are we?
Yes, we are. Let's have a listen to how you reacted when I told you. Today, I actually had a few appointments. One of them was to the doctor because I had my regular, female appointment.
I have my fingers in my ears for everyone at home.
I'm not talking about what the procedure is. Yeah, that's very mature of you, Mick.
Tori, that's secret women's business.
It's not secret.
I think it's the best.
It's not secret. It's important. Just like having your prostate's important.
There you go.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you, Tori. Let's give Tori a prize.
Especially a prize for that.
Yeah. Yes, for clowning.
You go on the movies, cinema gold class voucher, $100 worth. Tori.
Oh, thank you so much,
thank
guys.
Thank you.
Good on you, Tori.
I don't know why we're rewarding that.
Peter, who would you like to clown? How are you?
Good, thank you. How you going?
Good.
Malcolm Turnbull, straight away.
Yeah,
what for?
For ringing up Steve Smith and telling him off.
I did tell him off at a press conference. Why? Well, shouldn't he? As a head of Australia, don't you think he's entitled to say that he's disappointed?
You want to make sure your own ship and backyard's clean first. Oh. There's different sorts of cheating.
Well, you're a wordsmith, obviously.
Who are you referring to in his... Oh, you mean like Barnaby Joyce, that will.
Oh, no, I wasn't supposed to bring that up at all.
Oh, okay.
That's right, he cheated too, and he didn't ring him up and tell him off, as far as I know. So just backhanded, slapped each other on... the media, and away he went. He went on a week's holiday, and he got off easy. And he rings him up and goes out, and he's not even in charge of the cricket.
All right. Well, fair enough, right. Peter. You've said your piece.
You made some kind of point.
Oh, you're tough today,
Mick.
I'm
entirely sure what it is.
What's wrong? You're cranky.
Yeah.
You're
cranky, Mick.
Silly mood.
What do you mean I'm cranky?
I don't know. You sound like it. Dave. How you doing, Dave?
Good. Oh, I mean this
No,
Dave.
This Dave.
Oh, jeez.
Dave, who would you like to clown?
I would like to clown Facebook. Good.
Right.
Well, I back you up on that one, mate. What's your reasons?
Well, they earn enough money as it is. Why do they have to go and publish all our dirty secrets?
Well, this is the whole plot has thickened, you see, because now we realise what they're there in the first place for. Selling our secrets. That's their intention, not to make it a nice social broadcasting.
Sounds like you've got something to hide, Dave.
No, I don't hand my secrets out.
Dave, okay, here we go. I'm going to ask you this. What is the deepest, darkest, what's the thing that you'd least want people to know about you?
I lost my virginity at the age of 12.
That's a ripper.
I'm a clown.
That one came back across the net quickly.
Wow. I'm hoping it was with an older woman, Dave.
I was just hoping there was someone else involved.
Thank you, Dave. Oh, we better give Dave a prize for admitting that on
air. You're rewarding that, are you?
You're going to go see Jet. The Get Reborn tour is happening, and you got tickets to see them on their 15th anniversary of that record. Well done there, Dave.
Good on you, Dave.
Well, this is going to be a good segment. It's not for today, but we'll get everyone.
What
so
age
we'll
were
Facebook
they?
Facebook to it. No, we'll get FIFA to say what's the darkest, deepest secret you've got and get it out first, and then you've rendered Facebook useless.
That good feels point. Weird. All right, Andy. Who would you like to clown, Andy?
Hi, guys. Mick, you're at the Formula One on Sunday?
Well, apparently.
Supposedly, anyway.
Yeah.
Vague recollection.
Got a day off work.
Yep.
I'd like to clown the wheel mechanic from Team Haas.
What did he do?
Well, he forgot to put the wheel on properly and both cars retired.
Oh, no. Oops.
It's a quiet trip home for him on the team bus.
I'm not sure if he's still alive.
It's kind of like
what about the organisers as well for No Grid Girls? I have to say, I think...
Oh, don't bring that up again. It was great to see all the kids there who actually start their careers racing go-karts and then become Formula One racers.
No, I disagree.
Oh,
it's
well,
fun.
You're an idiot.
It's a time-honored part of going
of
to the races.
Of leering at young women.
No, that's not the art.
It's not the art.
How would
I know?
That's not what they're there for.
Oh, well, I could have been a good girl.
I apologise.
Well, I'm not. Got to I'll clown you again. Clown him again. Thank
all
you.
Right. Great.
Don't listen, what's wrong with you today? You just a bit.
Me.
Now you're down on life because there's no grid girls. Well, that's just silly. There's plenty of gorgeous girls out there doing other jobs.
Okay. Well, the fun police win again.
Oh.
Just another one. Just another
one. I'm not going to wear that mantle.
There you
go. No, I refuse to wear that
soon.
Crown.
There'll be no cars. Well, we can go to the Grand Prix.
It's not
going to
affect
you. Well, doesn't matter.
Your new way to drive home.
Have you tried turning it off and on again?
Jane's tech support.
That's something that I get very frustrated with when things go wrong with computers and then they say, have you tried turning it on and off again? Yes.
Standard practice. That's what you do.
Well, there you go. I've got some tech news on the Grindr gay dating app.
Right.
There's an alert that I have to put out.
What is it?
It's been hit with two massive security flaws. And it could possibly reveal the secret information of 3 million users. Just saying.
If you see anyone looking a bit nervous right now,
well,
talking about you, Christopher Pine.
This is what the a cybersecurity expert Trevor Faden says. One could, without too much difficulty or even a huge amount of technological skill. Even someone like you, Mick, you could easily...
Oh, she's landing some big ones today. gold plated.
Could easily pinpoint a user's exact location, which some people go, that's okay, but what if you didn't want that person to find your exact location? You could also get access to users' unread messages, email addresses, deleted photos... and more. So just a warning, if you're on Grindr, you might want to delete that app altogether.
It's interesting, isn't it?
And meet people the old-fashioned way down the pub or in a park.
Well, I remember how nervous you were when the Ashley Madison leak went out
how
there.
How dare you.
Because you were...
How
do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could hardly talk to you.
That is ridiculous.
Sitting there trying you were shredding documents. No wonder you're getting off Facebook. I know what you're after.
I've told you, I'm not a cat. I am not a cat. I've told you that. I come with many children. Now,
on your Tinder profile.
On my Tinder profile.
Yeah.
Selfies are being blamed for the increase in head lice amongst children, Mick.
Lice
is the bane of parents' lives. It's just shocking.
Oh, yeah.
And it never was around as much when I was a kid, but now every bleeding term, we've got to go through this drama of, and you know, it really gives me the pip. It's increased. They've done a study. It's increased 62% of children with a tablet or a smartphone compared to 30% of children without or don't have technology.
Oh, so they're putting their heads together.
So it's when they put their heads together for the selfie and when they're looking at their technology together, that's when the little lice jump from head to head. Geez.
Well, it's better you're getting it through, I don't know, selfies than, say, dick pics. Jesus, phone's giving me, it's itchy.
Different kind of life.
Jesus, phone.
That is different life.
What the hell's that? Jeez, I'm scratching.
Yeah. That's different.
Yeah. Real different.
Well, it could happen.
Ooh.
It could happen.
Okay.
What else you got?
One of the most exciting pieces of technological
news. This is a great tech report, by the way. You're really covering the big one.
This is the best. I'm so impressed with
you've
myself.
Left the best to last.
Yeah,
what have we got here?
One of the most exciting pieces of technological news is actually aimed at not only women, but some men as well. We're talking before they had the female sex bot and a brothel that was set up in Paris.
Mm.
Never fear anybody who would like to hook up with a man because they have a man bot now.
A male sex bot.
A male sex bot.
Okay.
It's been released in January and they've just decided that they're fully releasing him now. It only costs $11,000.
Oh.
And can you imagine how fantastic that would be? Now, he's really looks pretty hot.
Yep.
He's ripped. He's got a six-pack.
Yep.
And he's 6 foot tall.
Yep.
The only thing is, which does worry me a little, he tells jokes.
All right.
Do you want to hear him tell a joke?
I'd love to.
All right, let's have a listen.
I might hire him to do my next live show for the comedy festival.
Here he is.
He's Jane's sex bot. Yep.
Can you tell me a joke? What do you call it when a chicken sees a salad? Chicken Caesar salad. Do you want to hear another one?
Yeah, sure.
What does a cloud with energy rash do? Finds the nearest skyscraper. Huh.
Yeah, that was Henry. That's pretty...
yeah, it's like having sex with the late Stephen Hawking. That's what it sounds like.
Well, he got a bit.
You know what,
he cracked on,
Jane,
all the time.
You haven't thought, this is all what great for women and I'm really happy for you.
It is.
But you haven't thought through the fatal flaw in this.
What is that?
When it breaks down, who's going to fix it? That's when you're going to need a good old-fashioned man. Ever heard of, know what a can of WD-40 is, Jane? You'll have that out.
Don't worry.
At the moment of climax. Good Lord. You get out the jumper leads. Holler for a marshal.
It'll come in handy for women and men there.
You'll have to call a mechanic. What mechanic's going to go and do a good job on that?
Well, women mechanics.
Tell me this, okay? It's good at sex. You can tell a joke. Can it roll over and go to sleep immediately after sex? No.
Well, exactly. That's why we want it.
It's a test of a male sex bot.
No.
Can it pull on its pants and ring a cab at exactly the same time and make an excuse why it can't stay the night? No, it can't.
Are you missing the point?
Can it do a Dutch oven? And can it just, first thing in the morning, pull the doona over your head and get one cranking? No.
Yes.
I didn't think it could.
Hence my point. That's why we want him. Henry,
what if it goes wrong during the middle of it? Maybe a giant Maori has to get, you're not going to dodge him? And pull it off. Wheel to the left. Jane, wheel to the left. Wheel to the left, Jane.
I reckon they should send me one.
Sparks are flying. The bedroom's burning down. There's three places of pit crew running in.
Sparks flying everywhere.
Through, Jane?
I have thought this through, I would say, they are going to be inundated with inquiries because why wouldn't you want a man to just sit there and listen to you bang on all day and night?
God. It'd be good to send it in straight after.
It'll give you a cuddle when you want one. Be
good stuff
awesome.
With that.
Oh, there you go. Hey, we've got Denise Scott coming up.
Give me a V8.
Ask her
I'll get
about
a V8 version. Give me a hybrid just in case.
Stand by.
All right.
More of Kennedy Malloy coming up.
yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it is a cracker. We have something called Judge Janie. She'll be sitting in judgment, and I reckon she'll have a go because she's been dishing it out today.
Oh, well, fair enough.
She's in a mood.
I am in a mood. I'm in a sprightly mood. I'll be doing that. We're going to have a look at the week in review. We're going to look back on our week on it. Well, it's a short one, isn't it? It was only 4 days. Or it's Friday, as you opened the show saying it was.
You sorted that out. Off about Thursday anyway,
really?
It doesn't matter. We're going to take your calls, take your tweets, but why don't we start the big hour by welcoming to the studio a friend of the show and hopefully a regular guest from time to time.
That would be
Denise
lovely.
Scott.
Hello, yay. Denise.
Hello, Denise.
Hello there. Lovely to see you.
You're always walking with a smile on your face
and mischief
in your eyes.
Oh, hello. Look at that. Haven't even taken my drugs for the day. Comedy bang.
Plenty of time for that. How are you travelling? Can I ask you, how's plans going for your show for the Comedy Festival?
Well, the show for Comedy Festival, so glad you asked, Mick. The show with Judith Lucy, Disappointments.
Good Lord. The two
and,
of you.
And going very well. But I have to say, I want to tell you about, because you're a friend of Judith's.
I love Judith.
Judith had a significant birthday recently.
I saw that on the interwebs.
Yes.
60?
Yeah.
Oh. 70.
She'd love
you
that.
Are
50. And Andrea, her good buddy Andrea, and I decided we were going to go all out. We don't usually buy presents.
Yep.
You know, we're not present buying sort of people. So we decided we're going to get something really special.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Andrea had picked out a lovely crockery range available at David Jones. I know, isn't this a riveting topic? I can see you're salivating,
from,
Mick.
It's a step down from male prostitute. Let's face it, she's done it all over the years.
I don't even know. I've just walked in. Anyway, back to crockery at David Jones.
Yes.
So Andrew and I have met first thing in the morning outside David Jones. Very excited. I've never gone shopping. I'm in my 60s now. I've never met a girlfriend to go shopping for a present.
No, it does sound unusual.
Oh, I know. I felt like I should have been dressed up in high heels and a handbag and that sort of thing. But
or at
I
least
wasn't.
Filmed.
Yes. So anyway, we go in and there's the sort of zhuzhi, David Jones zhuzhi. But then you go into the really zhuzhi part, and there's a salad bowl there.
Yeah.
Oh, that Andrea nearly fainted about. You know, and I don't know anything about crockery, but anyway, apparently the price tag was phenomenal. And so I get all salivatory about that as well. I think, oh, this is salad bowl. Perfect for Judith. Perfect for Judith. When I see this salad bowl, you know, that is perfect. Cost a fortune. Who cares? We love Judith. She's turning 50. She's had a few things go wrong. Let's buy Judith this very expensive salad bowl. And then it's like, let's get a couple of bowls for her nuts, you know, like the little nut bowls. Hey, we'll get a couple of those as well. I know, and sweat pouring off us both by this stage. And then I said, I feel like we need something else to bring this gift home. And the David Jones lady says, oh, these salad servers are amazing. All they were just salad servers. But they cost more than the other bowls put together. Yes. But somehow I've got to put it in context that John, my partner, and I still have a cutlery from the share house 37 years ago that we lived in. We're not into this stuff. But suddenly I'm going to pay this fortune for salad service for Judith because we love Judith Lucy. Why shouldn't she have a beautiful salad bowl and some nut bowls and some salad service that cost a fortune? And we buy them. You know, we're in a state.
Oh, imagine they're all lovely wrapped.
It's not even 10 in the morning. Oh, and we've done it. And we're wrapped in tissue and bubble wrap and it's all beautiful. And as we walk out of the store, I turned to Andrea and I said, do you think Judith's ever made a salad in her life?
This was going to be my question.
Exactly. And Andrea went, oh, yeah. No, actually, because Judith has never cooked a thing, yet alone cut up a tomato and yet alone cared about. Anyway, we had them.
Did you give it to her?
Can I say what I would when you're saying salad bowl? I'm thinking punch bowl.
Me too.
now you're talking.
I was thinking fill her up.
Can do that.
Yeah.
Punch bowl and a ladle.
Salad. Yeah. Salad. Well, it could be a ladle.
Denise,
or
now.
She could just use them for a percussion instrument or something.
Did you give it to her?
Well, she took them home, and to be honest, I haven't. We gave her gifts, but I haven't heard a word back.
I did see something on eBay. You might have
found out about that.
Recently.
We're going to come back and talk to you, but you're going to request us. We love it when I.
Just before you do, you mentioned your husband there. He's John.
Well,
John?
In the what's the word? We haven't ever married.
De facto.
Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, yes. Don't need to split hairs, but he's John, is it?
Yes, John.
He's a good-looking rooster.
He is actually.
I know where he's heading with
him. You said something that I like. He's got magnificent calf muscles. Is that
he's
true?
Got good legs. He has.
He's a good man. Oh. Say hello to him for me. As someone in the gang, I just
in
feel
the gang.
It's
I'm,
well.
I'm terribly sorry to lumber you with this, Denise, but Mick is very au fait with his.
I've got great calf muscles.
Well, he says he's got great calf muscles. I took a photo of them yesterday, of one of them, and put it on Instagram. And would you like to hear any reports
have a
back?
Look. Give it just.
Well, people
have
said nice cankles. That's the first one.
People hate us.
So they said, forget the calves. How old and ratty are those shoes?
What is wrong with
Mick,
people?
They're all going your shoes, mate.
People just get too negative. I said I thought your calves were fantastic. And to be specific, I said I thought they were better than any other part of you. They looked better than any other
part. I'll take it.
I saw a picture in the paper the other day promoting the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and you were all in a very comical scenario. There was a whole heap of A-list comedians in like a carry-on style doctor's surgery.
Yes.
And Dave Hughes was in a dress as a sexy nurse. And you, I got in trouble last time for suggesting you might be some kind of matron in House Husband. So you jumped down my throat.
I
and
did.
There you were front and centre with clipboard.
As a doctor, not a matron.
Yes,
a doctor.
Yeah, get it right.
What
interesting,
do you mean?
Though, you know how.
No stethoscope.
To me, that's a harmless photo. But gee, people love to bag you out, don't they? Oh. Like, I didn't even mention it on Twitter. I don't big note myself. Suddenly I'm getting messages like.
Have you got the flying?
Having trouble spotting a comedian from this lot. You know, all that stuff. And, I don't know who the. But isn't it weird how you go into that voice? Like all people who insult talk like that.
Well, they do, as that's a fact.
Yes.
But you must get, do you get insults?
I beg your pardon? You must get it. If ever there's a human on the earth who must get insulted, it's surely you. Wow. Yes, I do. You do get
that's
a lot.
Unfair.
And I had a beauty.
You're sensitive.
Well, this is it. I've got a pretty thick skin, but I've had a thing, I realised the thing that triggers me, I got to do my first ever comedy cruise. Being jealous, but you know, performing on a cruise ship.
Yes.
This was just a few weeks ago, and I actually really enjoyed it. Yeah. You know,
that wasn't the one with all the trouble, was it? You didn't start the ones whenever I got deported.
Bombity bang, Mick. No, we weren't allowed to mention it on board the ship.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why I'm going into a whisper now. The gigs happened.
It's like no one will hear.
Yes,
very clandestine.
But anyway, so you know, the thing is, of course, you're on board the ship, so you do your gig, and if you don't do well, it's a nightmare because you have to stay.
There's nowhere to hide.
Yeah, there's nowhere to hide. You see the audience. Anyway, I went well. That was fine. I did four shows all up.
Great.
They were fine. And so this final night, I'm at a bar with Reese Nicholson. Do you know who? Anyway, young gay boy.
Yeah, he's very good.
We're a perfect combination. Yeah. Woman in her 60s, straight woman in her 60s, young gay boy with his life ahead of him. Perfect combination for a late night cocktail at the bar.
Yeah.
And they're the only ones who listen to me, the young gay boys. They let me prattle on. Anyway, and this woman made her way towards me and she went, "You want to know what your problem is?"
Oh,
and immediately, you know, you're ready.
Oh,
I never do fisticuffs, but somehow I felt ready.
You match fit.
I'm like, "What is it?" And she said, "You don't smile enough." Like, hello, it's midnight. I'm 63 years old. I've just done four shows on board a cruise ship. I've made people laugh. You don't smile enough. You walk past me today at like 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and look at your mouth. It was all upside down. I thought, well, what's wrong with you? She said, you're living, you're breathing. Isn't it about time you cracked a smile? Can you believe this? And I'm just looking at her, and I went, I, to be honest, Reese had to hold me. Well, I can't say. Well, look, I waited till she left to say what I really thought about
it. Oh, my God. I don't know how you control
we
yourself.
We hadn't pulled into port. So I thought.
Best not punch her out.
I don't want to be another Herald Sun headline story of a cruise ship.
Biffo on a cruise ship. That is outrageous. I can't bear that. And how dare she do that to you?
God, but have I got it? Because apparently there's a lot of complaints. Have we got enough time? Or
go ahead.
Anyway, far away.
But I got a beaut story. You get great gossip from the staff on the cruise ship. And apparently, you know, cruise passengers can be very demanding. And this woman was on reception, you know, on the this bloke had gone up to her. It's like midnight.
Yeah.
And where's the whale watching? Oh. You know, like you've said there's whale watching.
It's midnight.
And she's going, well, you know, the whales, we can't really control when they come out. And look, there's a time allotted tomorrow. Okay. Well, you said whale watching. You didn't specify the time when I bought the ticket. Oh, I see the whales now. I want to see the whales now. And so she said, well, you know, I'm not sure. And then he said, well, you know. And she said, well, hang on a minute. I'll make a phone call. And she dials and starts making whale sounds, you know, like, ooh, talking to the whales. And then she got off the phone and said, they're really tired. But they promised to be there in the morning.
And he said...
Okay. Off he headed, happy in the knowledge that Mr. Whale.
Yep. And there better be a smile on their face too.
Yeah.
How could you cope with that? Now, are you doing that travel series again? Because you were doing
travel
the voice overseas.
Yes.
There's your number one travel story on cruise ships.
You do
God,
that.
Yeah, I love travel
That's a
guides.
Channel 9 show coming up, isn't it? That's one that
No, it's done.
It's good, done?
Your finger's on the pulse there,
yes.
Jane.
No,
they are looking for people to audition for the third series.
There you
and
go.
I recommend it if you want a free holiday.
There you go. That's a good idea. Denise Scott, thank you so much for joining us. Also, Denise is going to be with Judith Lucy in their wonderful show, Disappointments, at Wollongong, The Gong, on April 17.
Can't wait.
And also in Melbourne, the Comedy Festival. That's coming up now. So April 7, April 22.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You're about to enter the courtroom of Judge Janie. The people are real. The cases are real. The judge has had a few wines. This is Judge Janie.
Yep. Has she ever?
I've only had one wine, so that's all right, isn't it?
All right,
order in the court.
Happening? Judge Janie is in chambers now.
All right.
Well, no, you're not in chambers, you're in court.
I'm in court. Air New Zealand's advertising agency, please approach the bench.
Wow, what have they been up to? What have they done?
Well, all
provoked?
Right. They've put out a advertisement sort of, you know, based on the current situation with our Australian cricketers.
Yep.
And it says this. There's no audio on it. It's just silent. It comes up on the screen. And I'll just read out a transcript of what it says. Hey, Steve.
So does this happen? Is this on TV or on the airplanes?
This is doing the rounds on the interweb.
On the socials.
Okay, here we go. Air New Zealand ad.
Air New Zealand. Hey, Steve, we hear you're heading home for some time off. While you've been a naughty boy, our boys have been doing rather nicely. This Friday, we're taking on the Poms again in Christchurch. How about a masterclass in swing bowling? And they go on.
They did do well over there.
They did.
Against the Poms.
Yeah.
I think they had the Poms all out for 52 or 58 or something, didn't they?
Yes, I think they did. And I'm considering this case, Mick.
What's got your eye? Wouldn't you think that's a tit for tat? I mean, we did deliver an underarm delivery over there some time ago.
Well, that's a long time ago.
Well, they haven't gotten over
that.
It, Judge.
Well, that's pathetic. So I say guilty as charged.
Hang on. You can't disposed of that case yet. You can't just do that.
That's how my courtroom operates.
Can I approach the bench, please? I need to be heard.
What is it?
They need to understand that was a long time ago. Trevor Chappell's nearly dead of old age.
And his marriage broke up
and they were booing his funeral. And yet they're still...
Well, time and distance.
And they've never gotten over it. And so they've seen an opening and they've returned fire back across the ditch.
All right.
And don't you think we should be the bigger man and laugh and go, ha-ha?
No. Okay.
The judge is bad today. I'm trying to get my cases transferred to another court right now. I am. I'm sitting at the back of this room going, this is not good. Everyone's guilty today.
Jeez. Approach the bench, the Australian cricket team.
Oh, geez, here we go.
All right. Smith.
Is this a class action? What's happening?
This is a class action. It is a whole class action. And, well, the court is condoning the outcome and the decision by the Australian cricket
A fair and just decision.
A fair and just decision.
No, hang on. You can't knock it down yet.
I'm saying it's fair and just.
I want to discuss it.
Okay, well, let's
discuss it. He's 12 months too long. Not long enough.
So I'll let me just put this to the table. If these boys had turned up in a test next year, don't you think they'd be booed off the field? That's why it has to be.
That's not a reason to suspend them, though.
No, they couldn't. It'd be just on for young and old.
Okay.
And in that time now, and they've got community service as well they've got
what
to do.
Community service?
They've got to go around to schools and say, kids, look what, this is what I did. This is crap and I shouldn't have done it and I'm sorry. Don't do the same as me.
Objection, Judge. What about this one? Before you knock it down.
What?
Well, is a year enough when you consider that all they're going to miss is one series against India and a one-day series against Sri Lanka. They'll actually be back for the World Cup and the Mighty Ashes. I put it to you, Judge, that there's no punishment attached here at all. They're taking a little vacation and be back for the main game.
I'm happy with the 12 months. Psychologically, it's 12 months and they need to now just be left alone.
You said they've got to do community service.
No, but they're doing community service in schools. They're not going on the telly and doing it, are they? They're not doing it like in a big, massive forum. They just go around and go to community cricket. That's what they do. I'm happy with the judgment. Case closed.
You can't. Okay.
All right, now on to really important matters. Approach the bench, the psychologist from Married at First Sight.
I knew this would pop up here. I knew how long before we got around to Married at First Sight.
I'm sorry.
Some of these judgments are going to be brutal, I'm guessing.
This is bullshit. I find the psychologists have been crap at their job because the last couple from this series, John and Melissa, have just announced they're no longer together.
Oh, dear.
Now, that is just a
crap
job.
Shouldn't this be family court?
The psychologist, you have one job. That is to pair people up that are going to stick together. And
Who are you angry with? The psychologist now?
I'm going to the psychologist. Let's listen to this last couple. Oh, we're so in love. Let's listen to John and Melissa doing their vows again.
It's absolutely amazing. It really does for us. I feel very, very positive about the whole thing.
I can't believe how good it is and how lucky we are. So, yeah, we're just beginning a new life together.
Aww. Oh, well, that ripped off Australian public from your bullshit romance stories that have not come to fruition. Happy Jan.
How many out of all the series of Married at First Sight, how many couples have they created?
There's been
that
five series, Mick. There are only two couples who are together.
So we're allowed to mention past cases, are we?
Five series of couples, only two are together. Hey. And listen to one of the excuses that Melissa says, one of the reasons why they can't be together. Okay, have a listen.
Of course, there's the issue of distance. And I would never, ever want to change you. But I can't move to Altona.
She names a suburb in Melbourne, Altona. No, Melissa, distance is Perth to Melbourne. Not a train trip or a car ride that's less than an hour. Wrong. You are guilty as charged.
Wow. Who's really guilty, though? Is it the psychologist? Is it the network? Is it just gender politics?
You know my attitude to these reality shows.
What?
Fakety fake fake. And I listen. I'm happy to watch them. And enjoy because I know that these are BS and it's a bit fake.
Hey,
and
listen,
as if these people are going to end up together. But now we all feel ripped off and it's upsetting.
All right, settle down. I know I'm in Adelaide in a different state, but I can settle see down. In the studio your horsehair wig looks a bit tired.
You haven't
put it on today? Hey, now listen. I think we should. Are you prepared to do some judgments if people ring up?
I am here for the people. People's court, Mick.
It's the people's court. Yes. You're the people's judge.
Give me a call and I'll settle
the case.
It
could be trivial. It could be stuff you've got at home. It could be a domestic dispute. It could be a workplace
disagreement.
The trivial, the better, and you'll get a judgment. And it's legally binding.
Can I hear my
Oh, yeah. There it is.
I just had to pick it up again.
Do I have an official position? Am I a bailiff or something? Or can I be someone?
No. You're just a court reporter.
Yeah, courtroom artist, mate.
Courtroom artist.
Just in the corner.
No one spent more time in a courtroom doodling than me. I can tell you how this works.
Hey, look, before we go to some callers.
This court is not enough for me. All right, yeah.
We've actually got one amongst our own. We have, please approach the bench, Marshy.
Your Honour.
Can you please describe to the court what scene you walked in this morning to your production studio?
So currently in this building, there is no space for anyone to work in. We're chock-a-block. So every
it's
space...
It's a favela.
Yeah. Every space is co-shared by about a million people.
Okay.
So the studio where I put together all your whiz-bang effects...
Yes.
In the morning, it's used by other breakfast shows that might be doing their show to an interstate location.
So right around the country.
Right around the country. Summit, so yep. Random people coming in. Okay. And especially with the comedy festival on at the moment, there's lots of comedians who do breakfast shows in town.
I see. Sure. Proceed.
Yeah. So right. One was broadcasting from my booth this morning, and when I got in to work, it looked like a bomb had gone off.
Please tell the court, based on the evidence that I have at hand, thank you for passing that on. Can you please describe in your very own words what you saw when you walked into your studio?
Your Honour, there were used tissues.
Well, revolting, yep.
There was a ham sandwich on top of my keyboard.
Outrageous.
And a box of Easter eggs that I had been given by another very generous staff member had been opened and eaten.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Can There's sniggering say, going on in this courtroom. I won't have it.
I've never been so happy to be in Adelaide.
Marshy had his Easter eggs eaten. And what's worse, did you not tell me previously that the wrappers were all left strewn around and there were no evidence left of any chocolate?
Yeah, exactly. So, Your Honour, do I have permission to maybe leave some lace chocolates for Monday or Tuesday morning?
Do you mean like fill them with laxettes
or
something
like
that?
Like that?
Yes, you have my approval. And we're not going to out who the said comedian was. Suffice to say.
Do it.
They have
been.
Was
there a gag order on the court, is it?
No, I will say this much. I'm prepared to say this. They have been in a jungle. That's all I'm going to say. All right, thank you very much. Let's go to some callers for the courtroom.
Please.
Tracy.
Oh, hi, Judge Jane. How are you?
I'm well, Tracy.
Yeah, good, good. I want a ruling on my household. There's six adults that live there, and my sister believes that we should have post-it notes around the whole house on things that we buy, and you can't use anyone else's food or property.
Wow.
What's your ruling on that?
Tracy, I have given this at least 15 seconds consideration.
Yep, sounds good enough.
Come on, Judge.
I deem that your sister is out of line. I find in favour of the defendant.
Fantastic. Well done.
Get those damn post-it stickers off.
Have you been eating her food? Is there an incident? Helping yourself to stuff that she puts in the fridge?
We might in the household or just, you know, eat everyone else's food and that, but
Can I just bring to the judge's attention an inconsistency in her rulings?
There is no
inconsistency. Firstly, when it comes to Marshy's studio, you're prepared to throw the book at someone who's eaten something that's not theirs. Yet on this occasion, when Tracy rings in, you take her side against her sister who's trying to protect her stuff from being eaten by other people.
Oh, Mick, if you'd only studied the law like I had. Shut up now.
I put it to you, the judge is all over the shop. She's had a couple. And none of these rulings should be taken.
This has
got appeals court.
No, when you're sharing a household and you know the people who are in there, it's one in, all in, and your sister's out of line, Tracy. Thank you very much.
Wow.
It's just completely
inconsistent. On to next call. Enough from you.
Stand
Max, how are you doing?
Good luck, Max.
I'm well. Now, Max, can you please, in your own words, can you tell the courtroom what your wife, I know this is going to be difficult for you to say, what your wife has been consistently doing?
Well, I put it to the court that my partner does not know how to put a dunny roll on.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
Oh,
it's really serious. In the middle of the night, I feel like I'm a cat trying to bash at this thing on the wall that's been put on the wrong way. At 30 years of age, you'd think that you could do something as simple as putting a dunny roll on.
I can see a guilty ruling coming down the pipe here.
Max, can you approach the bench, please?
Approaching.
Thank you. Max, first of all, we have to work out what you think the wrong way is.
Oh, geez.
I don't know how to explain it.
So when we're looking at the toilet roll,
yep,
and it comes out of the wrapper and you put it on the thing to next to the toilet, is the toilet roll coming up and over?
Yes.
That's the correct way, correct?
That's the correct way.
Your wife's guilty of sin, and I think you should probably leave her.
Oh, that's a little too far, I think.
Shouldn't she at least go to finishing school or something, Jane? She, can you do some kind of community service?
There has to be intervention, and you do have to sit her down in daylight hours, and preferably don't sit her down on the toilet. but you do need to have a good talking to that woman, Max. She's guilty as charged. The courtroom has now closed.
All right. Well, Max, maybe a prize coming your way too.
Yes, a Kennedy Malloy prize pack.
Oh, the trains are
The judge
too.
Was all over the shop. The judge's rulings made
How
no
sense. How
dare
you
today.
Say that?
There was no consistency.
Judge's word is final word.
Appeals court's got to be chock-a-block.
Dave, intervene, please.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, which is probably why the show's called Kennedy Malloy. That's just my best guess.
Been a great week on the show. We thought we'd give the week in review.
After having his own long weekend at the Grand Prix, Mick returned to tell the tale of running into Simone Holtznagel fresh out of the jungle.
It was an intimidating thing to see a very striking woman in a leopard skin print come charging through the doors and make a beeline for you.
Looking a bit cross.
But of course, I've turned around. I've got four drinks in my head. And I'm going, okay, this is either really good or really bad.
Something we thought was good, but Mick thought was bad, was Hamish Blake's impersonation of him.
Yes! Good afternoon, Australia! Bang! A cavalcade of entertainment coming towards you. Many other things that I can't remember, so good on them.
He's just stalling. He just reduces it to one word every 3 seconds and bangs the desk. We will discuss it.
I really enjoyed that.
Or did you think that was a good impersonation?
Yeah, I did.
You know what? That's...
Don't give me the whole snoggle.
Well, right. Shut up, Dave. You were laughing along too.
By far, the dominant story of the week was our cheating cricketers. But Limo managed to find a positive.
Australians are very bad at cheating. We are terrible at cheating. Bright yellow tape. Bright yellow tape.
For a start.
Out on the ground.
Idiots.
Bancroft is shoving it down his pants like a teenager at Big Day Out who's just seen sniffer dogs. Right? He turns his back to the umpires like there's no cameras there.
That's right. Like they're not going to see.
But one person happy to see the cricketers on the front page was Carl Stefanovic.
It's been a fun couple of weeks, just laying low.
Yeah.
Stay out of the press.
How's Pete doing?
Have you had a chat to him? Who cares? I just got to say, man.
You two's talking?
He's still in a lot of trouble and he's unlikely to get invited to any Stefanovic soirees in the future.
Cheating was everywhere as we took calls like this one from Caroline, who'd been cheated on by the same guy 3 times.
Third time I got a phone call from a man who said, "You don't know me. My name's Ted and I just found my wife and your husband in a motel room together."
Did you end up with Ted?
If you're going to change the topic away from cheating, then how about this?
Penis facials.
Right.
Just when you think Hollywood couldn't get more mental.
It's not what it sounds like, but oh, God.
No, it is. It is what it sounds like. Oh, no, it's not that.
Jesus, that's what you're getting for Christmas.
It all got a little bit MasterChef in the studio as Jane tested exotic chip flavours out on Mick.
Tell me what the overriding bouquet is.
Potato. Oh. I've got a hint of potato.
You're an idiot. It's sea salt and black truffle.
I've got to go truffle.
Have you ever tasted truffle?
I could be a truffle pick. Hide a truffle in the studio one day and I'll bet you I can find it.
But Mick better cut back on the chips if he wants to maintain those magnificent...
calf muscles.
Hello!
Maddie.
You've come to the right place.
Oh, my God, Maddie.
This is my thing. I have massive calf muscles.
Mick was telling me how good his calf muscles were, so much so he pulled up his jeans and exposed me to them.
Oh!
And you know what she tried to do? Slip a 20 down my sock. That's how...
I'm guessing they weren't skinny jeans.
Maddie, I love your
style.
Maddie gets a prize.
Crikey. You're well suited to
me. Maddie, would you like me to send you
a calf pick?
A CP. A CP, which is a calf pick.
So the chicks love calves, huh? And Mixmate loves women's feet.
When I go into his place, I pop Ugg boots on my girlfriend. Because I know what he's up to. He's down skirting.
But through all the scandals this week, Mick emerged with a solid lead on who bit Beyonce.
You know what you're looking for?
What?
The next person who goes to a party with one of those buckets on her head.
Hey, it's been a great week.
Lots of Jane, lots of me, not much Dave in there.
How dare you?
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
That's it for another week on Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy for the drive home.
Happy Easter, everyone. Go yes. Tigers tonight.
Good luck, Mickey. I've seen you've been going through the menu because you're off to a very fancy restaurant.
Hill of Grace Restaurant, which is the best restaurant in Australia that happens to be at a football ground. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can. I can believe that you've seen that.
I think I'm going to have a 2001, maybe a 2012.
Hey, everyone, good luck with your Easter egg hunting. And don't forget, keep your chocolate away from your dogs.
Come home safely, please.
Please come home. And
nothing stupid over Easter.
No, just all have a good time, behave yourself.
Have a snooze, like Jesus did.
For 3 days.
3 days. Remember, get up again on Monday.
It's a happy story.
That's all
story.
You have to do.
Good
Thanks,
ending.
Guys.
Big
Go
week
Tigers.
Next week. Tom Gleeson, Andy Lee, Will Anderson, Lawrence Mooney, and more. This has been Kennedy Malloy.
Your new way to drive home. Kennedy Malloy.